It's episode 99, and we're talking plugins for product comparison, holiday displays, unique ways to show a portfolio or sponsors, and we talk with Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting and Weekly Web Tools. It's all coming your way next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host...
Marcus Couch. Great to be here with everyone today.
And we've got an exciting show for you and a whole lot of new stuff here today. So, a couple of things right off the top. We've got our usual reminders and some tidbits. Don't forget you can check out the show at wppluginsa2z.com. That's where all the show notes go, so you can go click on the links and get all the information. And you can find us over at Stitcher Radio, which is, of course, becoming a very popular place to go download and listen to music, listen to podcasts and music, I suppose, too. So you can get the app off of our website. Use the link there if you don't already have it. That way we can get some credit for sending folks that way. We'd appreciate it. And also, iTunes Store. Check us out there. And don't forget to give us a review.
Yeah, we've had a lot of reviews actually in the last 2 weeks. So thank you to everyone who's participated there. It's helped to drive the rankings of the show up just a little bit higher within the iTunes Store. So keep them coming, and we'll definitely be in that top tier before too long.
Hopefully we can eventually get all them pod-fated shows to disappear. Maybe iTunes will clean itself up with their new... Version 10, which is a little irritating.
11, yeah.
Or is it 11? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit faster, but, it's I do still like, iTunes, right?
Yeah, I do like the speed of it, but I found that it was difficult to navigate.
Yeah, definitely. But it's definitely not hard to find where to give reviews.
Yes.
So make sure you do that.
And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion for us, a little self-promotion for my business. Don't forget, folks, I am the person you contact for emergency WordPress support, or if you need some emergency or some WordPress training, I can help you out either way. Just go visit my website, wppro.ca/emergency.
And if you'd like to get in touch with me regarding podcast consulting, SEO consulting, WordPress, any of that, just go to marcuscouch.com/call using that clarity.fm platform. Great way to get in touch with me and schedule and pay for a consulting call.
All right. And a couple of other things. These are little tidbits for me coming soon. Actually launching on December 21st, the end of the world day. Is a brand new podcast called WordPress Medic. That'll be one from me where I'll be discussing in depth how to help your ailing WordPress site, how to help you through those tough times, or simply how to make it improve and make it perform much faster than it's ever performed before. I also have interviews with experts all over the world, and it looks like I might have a couple of really good guests coming up on the very first episode, so I'm looking forward to that. So you'll be able to check that out, and I'll have all the links there as soon as it's ready to launch.
You didn't snag Matt Mullenweg, did you?
No.
I'll be very upset.
I haven't got him yet. I'm trying though. I'm working towards emailing him and some of the others.
All right.
No. That one there, I'll keep under wraps until the day it launches, just because.
Okay. Well, we know Matt stalks us by listening to the show, so.
Yeah, we know he's out there somewhere. And the other thing is, of course, Social Media Camp Victoria, which is coming up in 2013. And you can check it out at socialmediacamp.ca. And I've got some links to some of the articles I'm doing as a guest blogger there. Please go visit the articles, read them, leave a comment. That would be fantastic. And some really great articles there on WordPress. And they're a little more in-depth on some of the plugins we've been covering on the show lately, because I've been sort of scattering the information across different places. So check it out. I would greatly appreciate it.
Cool. And it looks like our pool has been finalized, huh, John?
Yeah, today about noon I noticed. WordPress 3.5 dropped.
Cha-ching. WordPress 3.5.
Just shy of 30 million downloads of 3.4. Because I actually looked at it this morning. It was 290-some million downloads, and or 29 million downloads and some change.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow. And then this afternoon I went to lunch, came back, and
Why can't our podcast get that kind of downloads, huh?
Eventually it will.
Just peel off a mil. We'll be happy with that.
And what else we got for you? You've got some...
Well, interesting sites running on WordPress. CIO.gov is the homepage for the U.S. government's chief information officer. And guess what? It's powered by WordPress. So I guess someone smart enough to use WordPress at the head of USA's info technology industry is at least one government agent that's salary is money well spent.
Oh, you know, there's a few smart people in government. They just usually aren't at the leadership.
Yeah, exactly. So nice to see that somebody so high up in the government's information technology, ruling is using WordPress. So hopefully that translates in other government agencies as well. I would love to get some of those contracts.
Yeah, those would be nice contracts to have.
Exactly. Okay, so as far as listener feedback and audio clips this week, we are going to hold those. We got a couple of them this past week. I'm researching the answer to one of them, and the other one's a little bit long, and we wanted to spend a lot of time with our guest here today, so definitely want to encourage you to head to wppluginsa-to-z.com and leave us some audio clips. We will have a marathon session in an episode or two, and look forward to helping you out with any kind of questions or plugins that you might be looking for.
Okay, and did you want to go into a little more in depth about WordPress 3.5 or...
Okay, well, it's called Elvin. It's named after Elvin Jones, who is a prominent jazz drummer. The guy used to drum with John Coltrane a lot. And some of the biggest improvements in 3.5, you're dealing with media. You can now edit the metadata of all your images in the media center itself. And every time that you insert them, they will adhere to the metadata that you applied to them, which is a really great SEO benefit of this newest version. Also included is the new 2012 theme, which is a responsive retina-ready WordPress theme that's definitely worth toying around with. And new users to WordPress, you're also going to find a really cool, refreshing welcome screen that shows you a few tasks to get you up and running in WordPress very easily. So beyond that, there's a couple of developer enhancements and additions that have also been made. I've taken a look at some of the functionality, and I'll tell you, John, there's going to be a lot of really cool WordPress plugins coming out, I would say, within the coming weeks, now that the developers have something to gnaw on as far as a new version. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming out, and all of you listening there at home, you're going to find a lot of cool plugins in the coming weeks on this show as well.
Nice. Excellent. All right.
Okay, so before we get into plugins, I'll go ahead and introduce our guest plugin analyst for the day. We're joined by Dave Jackson, who is the founder and the host of the School of Podcasting and also Weekly Web Tools, shows that John and I really like a lot. He also has the Marketing Musician podcast, where he helps musicians to market themselves and their trade. He's not only an experienced podcast coach and instructor, but he's a rabid WordPress enthusiast and advocate going back about 7 years, which is about how long I know him. Welcome, Dave.
Marcus, John, thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to the show, Dave. We appreciate having you here.
Sure. This is cool.
So, Dave, you brought a couple plugins, I see, right?
I did. I was like, well, if I'm coming on the show, I got to have my bags packed and something in there. So should I go ahead and shoot off my first one here?
Not yet. We got to start.
All right. We'll get you in order as we do, but we need to head it on over into.
Okay.
Look at he's so enthusiastic.
I'm anxious.
Ready to roll.
Kick it off, John. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I've got the first one out of the bag today, and I've got more ways for you to decorate your WordPress website for Christmas. And, of course, I may have covered one or two of these last year at Christmas time, but I thought this time, yeah, bringing it out again. You know, everyone likes to dress up for the holidays. You know, you hang lights from your house and your tree and everywhere else. Why not hang them off your WordPress site at the same time? So the first one I've got is called Snow, Balloons, and More. And this one I do remember covering last year, and I mentioned it, but they haven't made any improvements into it, but it's still a very good plugin. And what it does for you is it gives you a way to drop things like snow or Santa heads, or you can make leaves or any sort of festive things you want. They can be floating down your screen. The nice thing about it is this plugin doesn't become annoying. You can have it shut off after 5 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever time period you want so that it doesn't annoy your readers on your site. The other nice feature I like is it doesn't have to be just for holidays. You can use it for birthdays, and you can reverse it. Instead of having stuff fall down the screen, it will float them up the screen. So you can put balloons in there and float balloons up the screen with streamers. You can also add in your own images and use your own images in there. So you can personalize this and just basically make your website fun and enjoyable. All in all, it's still pretty good, so it still gets a nice 4 Dragon rating. I like it. Nice way to decorate.
Nice, and I love the fact that you can use your own images for that, because I have just the thing that I'd love to annoy some people with on one particular site. So, yeah, that's cool. All right, well, definitely some cool stuff for the holidays. And one thing that I want to bring to the table here is a plugin called Compare. And I assume that that must mean compare, because this plugin is a side-by-side product comparison plugin. So with this plugin, you can create product specs, add product information, and then display them from the widget right in the front page, or within a post, or within a page itself. So basically, on the back end, you give an A and B comparison between two different products. Now, this could also be two different services if you run a business and you want to have two different packages that someone can choose from, as far as, you know, the different levels of service. And this thing is really nice in the sense of it lets you do a lot of different fields. It's very customizable, and it's easy to compare A versus B and then make a new version of B, or, you know, maybe C or whatever, and then compare A versus C and B versus C. And it's very easy to do a side-by-side comparison just based on short codes. So this is a light version. There is actually a professional version of this as well. I didn't need it, because for what my usage was, the light version worked just fine. So typically, I would give something like this a 5 out of 5, but because it's a professional version that I couldn't evaluate the entire plugin, I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. So, great. Go ahead.
So, is this something where you could put like affiliate links in there? What actually are the products or the services?
Let's just say I'm selling cell phones or something like that, mm-hmm. or, you know, computers. It lets me list the product specification of product A, of all the features that it has, and then let's just say if we're talking about like notebooks, then right. I can say RAM, and then it'll list out the RAM of product A, product B, product A. Got so it. It's just side by side by side by side.
Very
so
cool.
You can also do that if you have different service packages too.
That's
so I just it normally was something on one particular site that I was stuck doing HTML tables in all the time.
Right.
And they never could line up correctly, because sometimes the images weren't the same resolution, or, you know, it just wouldn't line up. So this is one way that I found that I could do it with a plugin where it would line up every single time.
Very cool.
That's a nice way of doing it.
All right, Dave, what do you got?
All right. It's kind of a weird name. It's Cryptix. That's CRYPTX. And what this is for, if you're a person that is worried about getting spam from your email address being online, a lot of times if you make your email address clickable, back in the day, there used to be robots, probably still are, that would go around and harvest those, and they would just add you to lists, and it would just become this nightmare. So this program, this plugin, has a couple different ways that you can go around that. You can have it say automatically that if you type your email address, it'll replace the at symbol with the word at, and the period it'll replace with the word dot. But it does some other things that are even cooler, where like what I, the way I'm using it is I have it convert my email address to a PNG image. And you can actually go in and tell it what font to use, what size of font to use, and then what color to use. And it actually, it looks like your email address, but it's actually an image. So here again, people don't have to kind of decipher, you know, what the dot means and brackets and all that other things. It makes it super easy to display your email address on your, you know, a page or a post or whatever without kind of getting yourself open for spam bots. And you can actually go in and you can exclude different pages and posts if you don't want that to run on certain pages, so you can really detail exactly where it shows up. You can specify where you want this JavaScript to load, if you want it in your header, your footer. And if you're a person that likes to dig into the CSS, you can actually dig in to that even a little deeper so it matches your website. So it's pretty sweet.
So it does it still leave it as a clickable link?
That's a great question. I have to go out to my own website to see.
I was just curious on that.
Here we go. Contact survey says, can you feel the tension as it's mounting here?
I need a drum.
Of course,
can't get there fast.
Do you guys do any editing?
No.
Okay. I can't take it. I believe it does. I'm actually editing this as we speak. That would make sense then if it left it that way.
Yeah, well, there are some that do and some that don't. But clickable is, of course, you know, the lazy man like myself who just would rather click it and have my email program pop up the email.
Right, have it launch your email, and that way you can go ahead and go.
Yeah.
And I have your answer. It is clickable.
Excellent.
Yay, big winner.
That's the way it should be.
So out of five, what would you rate that, Dave?
I would see. I'm not sure. I listen to your podcast. I know you guys don't give out fives, you know, too often. But to me, this does exactly everything I want it to do. So I can't really see a way that I would improve it because I don't have any problems with people with spam. So I give it a 5 out of 5.
There you go. How about that?
Nice. It's the roar.
Nice job. All right.
He just wanted to hear the roar. That's
yeah. I did, actually. I was like,
wanted to be the one to get the roar. Yeah, I used to give out fives a lot, and then I realized I was just handing them out like candy, and I realized now they need to really actually earn those.
You got to earn them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it does everything it needs to do and you can't see an improvement, that's pretty much what earns them.
That's true. And actually, just to kind of give the listeners a decipher, I give everything a 5 and count backwards when it... you know, if it doesn't do something I'm looking for, so.
Yeah.
Word to the wise.
All right.
All right, John, what do you got?
Well, the next one up is, this one here is a nice simple one that I thought was pretty cool. It's called WP Christmas. And what it does is it loads up. It has two dancing snowmen. One dances out. The other dances out to a little tune of Merry Christmas. They throw out a scarf, wrap it around each other, and then they throw this little sign above them that says Merry Christmas all. And then they disappear. So it's kind of nice and simple, sweet. I thought it was kind of cool with the simple melody and the scarf. And that's the nice thing I did find on it is it had settings to where you could actually set it to only appear on specific pages on your site and not just anywhere people land. So I found that to be a useful thing if you wanted to sort of limit it up. So all in all, pretty nice little straightforward Christmas decoration. Have yourself a merry holiday. So that one gets a nice 4 dragon rating.
I think I would like to make one page where every single holiday plugin fires off at the same time.
People be there for a while waiting for them all to load, or the JavaScript would just crash into themselves.
That's true. I have to put it on a fast server. Okay, well, I was working on a portfolio of some of the SEO campaigns and some of the bigger companies that I was working on for my company's site. And I was trying to find a way beyond an elaborate JavaScript or conveyor or things like that to show company logos and then a way that I could sort of talk about the campaigns that I've done with a link over to the specific page that talked about it. So I found this plugin called WP Sponsor Flip Wall. Now, I know that this was originally designed for I would imagine conferences and trade shows and things like that where there are exhibitors and people that actually sponsor an event, or perhaps it's just a website sponsor. So this particular plugin, what it does is it uses jQuery, and you can list out as many sponsors in this little sponsor wall that you want to. You can also change the configuration as far as how they display, whether it's a full horizontal, full vertical, 2x2, etc. So here's what happens, is it gives this little grid, and if you click on a particular logo, then it flips over, kind of like a domino flipping over, and then it gives a brief summary of text and a link. Now, you can either link that externally right to the sponsor site or, you know, in my case, my portfolio page for that particular client. And it does it individually. So it was really a cool way to display it without a lot of crazy CSS or things like that happening. It worked very well. It just seemed a little limited as far as the color configurations go. It just so happened to fit with my theme, but when I tried to tweak it, it really didn't have a lot of functionality in that respect. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Still nice. It looks like it's got quite a bit of use there. In fact, it might actually help with a project I'm working on.
That's the intent, right?
Oh, yeah.
How is there like a time base on how long a sponsor stays on your wall, or?
No, and those are some things that I looked at as well, which is, can I expire these? Can I make random counts and things? But I think that it's more of just a set, as it were, of different sponsors. So in my case, I'll use this for different different SEO clients that I've garnered and managed over the years. And I'm just going to use like a strip of them. So how it changes or how it expires them, I think, is all just manual.
Still, it looks very cool. Nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my next one, you guys may have talked about this one in the past, but I was thinking about this today when I was coming on the show. I'm like, if I install WordPress, what is one of the first things I install? And it's called Social Media Widget. And if you're looking for just a quick, easy way to get your Facebook, your Twitter, et cetera, per nauseam, icons on your website, this is an easy way to do it. You simply drag the widget onto your sidebar and then just start putting in your YouTube address, your Twitter, your Facebook, and the list goes on and on. A lot of these, MySpace now, since that's coming back, you can put that, Foursquare, Meetup, Picasa, Flickr. I mean, I could keep going on. The list goes on and on. And as soon as you put a URL into that box and save it, you have an icon on your website. It's really that easy. If you want to have custom icons, you can do that as well. I haven't dove into that end of the pool. I was just looking for something quick and simple. And if you're looking for quick and simple, this definitely will do it. I would say give this one 3 out of 5.
Yes, it's a very nice plugin. I actually use it on almost every site I build. And one other nice feature of it is it has built in multiple sizes of the images so that you can choose 16 or 32 pixel graphics. So you can help.
Yeah, and this is kind of a call out to the WordPress guys, but man, when is it going to be part of the core? Well, when should I be able to just go to MarcusCouch.com and say, yep, here's me on Twitter, here's me on Facebook, here's my wall, you know? This thing, they do all these updates, yet they don't include all of these different services. Instead, we're stuck with Yahoo, IM, Yammer, whatever,
in
my
user
settings.
You're talking about the standard WordPress, so, yeah,
brief mini rant, but Matt, come on, man. Get on it.
Yeah, that's in your profile area. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
There's actually a couple of plugins to change that for you automatically.
No, I got that. It's just, you know, I don't need so many plugins, you know?
True.
That's my quote for episode 100.
I will make sure I reserve that piece out for episode 100. Next week, because this was episode 99.
Yep, exactly. So, well, that wraps up the plugins that we got. Let's, John, you want to just chat with Dave for a moment?
Sure, let's
talk about what he's got going on. And
What have you got there, Dave?
Well, as Marcus had mentioned, you can find my podcast over at weeklywebtools.com, and it's kind of an offshoot almost of this podcast. I don't talk a whole lot about WordPress, but I do. I'll give you an example. I talked about a service called Lubith, which is a free service to let you design WordPress themes. So it's kind of that type of situation. And we do have plugins, things like that. And you can also find me over at the schoolofpodcasting.com, which is, if you're looking to start a podcast, everything you need is in one place. Quit Googling things that tell you to use PodPress, which has been outdated since about 2009. And we'll get you up to speed and get you up and running in a flash. Those are my two big sites, but, you know, trying to get everything, I don't know about you guys, but doing the podcast during the holiday season, you got to kind of plan ahead because your schedule's just getting filled up left and right.
Yeah, indeed. But so, you know, you've not only been a podcaster for 7 going on 8 years now, but you've been using WordPress about that long as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, back in... 2005, I was using Dreamweaver, and I was doing podcasting, and I would update my website, and then I'd have to go, I think I was using a thing called Feed for All to do my RSS feed, and then, you know, I got clued in that, hey, there's this WordPress thing, it's free, and it creates an RSS feed on its own, and that lasted about 2 weeks of doing Dreamweaver, and then the other thing, and the other thing, and I was like, well, this thing does it all, and it's just amazing how it just keeps growing and getting better and better. And, you know, the old days of having a client call you and say, yeah, I need you to update my website. And you're like, yeah, you got to wait till I get home.
Those
you know,
gone.
The fact that you can just dial in now wherever you're at and update their website and keep on going. It's, you know, it's amazing that it's free. That's the one that always blows me away.
That's true.
But, so yeah, I'm a huge WordPress fanatic.
Well, I can verify the School of Podcasting, great podcast to listen to, folks. I've used it to dramatically improve my own performance and sort of the inspiration for my new show, just to let you know, Dave.
Yeah, well, very cool.
Well, I mean, I was one of those people that downloaded your entire back catalog and listened for a while.
Well, it's interesting. I just did a thing where I looked at my very first episode, which at this point is almost 8 years old, and I think it was downloaded like 14 times this month.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that will go out there and find your back catalog. And that's what's great about this podcast is the plugins. It's evergreen stuff. You can go back and download all of you and Marcus's stuff, and you're still finding great content, even though it's, you know, a month or so old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's me right there in a nutshell. I'm trying to remember what plugin that I thought was so cool 2 months ago that I completely forgot about, you know, that I need for this client project tonight. You know what I mean? It's like I'm constantly going back and trying to look through the notes and all that as far as what John and I have brought into the show. And Dave, on Weekly Web Tools, I mean, you bring a lot of stuff to the table too that some stuff, you know, just WordPress can't do. Sometimes you need external platforms and things like that that you need to consult as far as resources. So that's why I really appreciate your show, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, you've brought a lot of listeners our way too. A lot of people that listen to that show and School of Podcasting have made comments to us and emailed us, so, you know, it's nice to be able to share that kind of audience.
Well, it's nice to have a WordPress, you know, podcast that's actually still going. You know,
that's,
I mean?
It's like that's that a big
actually
one.
You can send email and the people are still doing the podcast, because you guys are right. If you go to the iTunes directory, there are so many in there that are, you know, haven't put out episodes in years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to, that's why you guys need to review the show and get this podcast up to the top, because there's a lot of, it's a graveyard out there in terms of WordPress.
A lot of stuff that pod faded.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a shame too, because there's so many resources that come out as far as, I mean, you know, John and I struck the Honeywell when it comes to a topic of a podcast, because how many plugins come out a day? 100?
Oh, yeah. More. Well,
it's absolutely impossible for people to keep up with the flow. It literally takes me 2 hours a day to try and look through and evaluate things and go through it. So, you know, it's great that you've endured and we've endured and we're still, you know, giving good content to all the listeners and the readers out there. So that's great. Well, We enjoyed having you on the show, Dave. And
hey, thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, all right, John, how can they contact you?
Well, contact me in the usual way. You can find me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can email me, john@wppro.ca. And, of course, find me on Twitter and Facebook.
All right. You can always find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. And let's see, Facebook.com/dailyplugin. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And you can go to marcuscouch.com/call for consulting calls. And Dave, go ahead and throw your contact info out there.
Yeah, my two podcasts we've been talking about, weeklywebtools.com and schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I have Learn to Podcast is my Twitter handle. So,
very nice. All right, and that's all we got for you, folks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.